This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iran's foreign minister has called on Israel to stop its attacks on Gaza, warning that the war might expand to other parts of the Middle East if Hezbollah joins the battle. He told reporters in Beirut that Lebanon's Hezbollah group has taken all the scenarios of a war into consideration, and Israel should stop its attacks on Gaza as soon as possible. Israel considers Hezbollah its most immediate threat, estimating it has some 150,000 rockets and missiles. Far from Israel, Jews grieve and pray for peace in first Shabbat services since the Hamas attack. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At Temple Adas, Israel, an armed guard stands by for Friday night Shabbat service. A police car outside and every seat inside taken. The congregation sings the Israeli national anthem. Rabbi Dan Geffen addresses them, his heart breaking along with his voice.
I don't think that I have been as filled with rage as I have been in the last week.
As a pacifist, he prays for peace with his followers, but tells them now is the time to stand united with Israel.
There is such a thing as righteous anger. There is such a thing as evil in this world. There is a time in which it must be fought.
A lot of prayers, tears, and hugs at this service in Sag Harbor, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
Palestinians are struggling to flee from areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offensive a week after Hamas's bloody attack into Israel. In a nationally broadcast address Saturday night, Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, accused Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields and issued a new appeal to Gaza residents to move south. Hamas urged people to stay in their homes. The UN and aid groups say such a rapid exodus of the evacuation area's 1.1 million residents would cause untold human suffering. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in New York, Los Angeles, and other U.S. cities have increased patrols. Authorities put up fencing around the U.S. Capitol, and some schools closed amid fears of violence inspired by the Israel-Hamas war. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Law enforcement officials stressed that there were no credible threats in the U.S. A former Hamas leader's call for a day of rage put Jewish communities on edge and sparked heightened security around houses of worship, schools, and cultural institutions. Law enforcement officials say despite specific threats to Americans, they are on high alert for the potential for violence driven by anti-Semitic or Islamophobic sentiments in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Israeli army said Saturday it was investigating an incident in southern Lebanon in which Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah was killed and six others injured Friday when missiles fired from the direction of Israel struck them. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
A military spokesman said the death of Issam Abdallah was, quote, a tragic thing. A Reuters videographer who was at the scene on Friday said missiles fired from the direction of Israel struck the group, alongside journalists from Al Jazeera and AFP. The Reuters team was providing a live video signal for broadcasters near Alma al-Shab, close to the Israel border, where the Israeli military and Lebanese militia Hezbollah have been trading fire in border clashes. While other news outlets, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera, said the missiles which killed Issam Abdallah were Israeli, Reuters could not establish whether they were fired by Israel.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Conservative former businessman Christopher Luxon will be New Zealand's next prime minister after winning a decisive election victory Saturday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
After 6 years of a Liberal government led by Jacinda Ardern and, for the last 9 months, Chris Hipkins, the people of New Zealand voted for change, giving Luxon's National Party 40% of the vote. He's expected to form a coalition with the Libertarian ACT Party, but the exact makeup of the government is still to be determined. After the results were announced, Luxon addressed supporters in Auckland. He said he was humbled by the victory and couldn't wait to get to work. He thanked people from across the country.
And in all our conversations with you, we heard a description of New Zealand that can be so, so much better than it is. Yes. And we know it, and you voted for it, and together we will make this an even better country.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Crowds cheered in Oregon, Utah, and New Mexico as a rare ring of fire eclipse of the sun began making its way across the Americas. Millions had waited with anticipation. A NASA live stream of the phenomenon reported it in Eugene, Oregon, shortly after 9:15 a.m. local time. This came over an hour after a partial eclipse set in. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.